Three people are now charged in the deadly shooting of 18-year-old Elijah Wells of Akron during a birthday party in Bath Township. State and local officials announced the arrests today, saying investigators identified the suspects through ballistics and witness interviews. Charged are 18-year-old Derquan Edwards, 19-year-old Jashawn Stewart, and a 16-year-old boy, each facing murder and felonious assault counts with firearm specifications. Wells was shot 8 times, and 9 others were injured in the November 2nd incident, which drew up to 300 people. The Summit County prosecutor says more charges are possible as the investigation continues. The Highway Patrol is investigating a single-vehicle crash in Carroll County that claimed a man's life. 53-year-old Gregory Sevets of Carrollton died at the scene Thursday afternoon. The patrol says he was driving a pickup truck on State Route 524 in Fox Township around 325 when the vehicle first went off the left side of the road and hit an embankment. It then crossed both lanes, left the road again, and struck a sign, mailbox, and railroad tracks before coming to a stop in a driveway. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Fox Township Firefighters, Burkholz EMS, and other crews responded. Deputies in Summit County say foul play is not suspected after a body was found in a wooded area in Green Wednesday afternoon. The sheriff's office was called to Mayfair Road just before 5, where the 32-year-old was pronounced dead. He was later identified as Sean Burleson of Malvern. The major crime scene unit, patrol deputies, and detectives all responded. The sheriff's office is still investigating. A months-long process has ended with former Mahoning Valley Congressman Tim Ryan saying he will not run for governor next year. The only announced Democrat candidate is former State Health Director Amy Acton. Republican businessman Vivek Ramaswamy is the presumed GOP candidate. Ryan had gone past his September 30th deadline to make a decision. He earlier said doubts over his ability to raise enough money would be the main factor in keeping him out of the race. A Massillon man is accused of impersonating a police officer during a Thursday traffic stop. 32-year-old Nathan Henry allegedly handed Massillon officers what he claimed was a Jackson Township Police ID card and said he had worked for the department for 7 years. Court records state Henry does not work for any law enforcement agency and was also suspected of driving under the influence at the time. He's now charged with impersonating a peace officer. His arraignment is scheduled for Monday in Massillon Municipal Court. A Wellsville man has been sentenced in a September 2024 murder investigation. 42-year-old Brandon Kessler received 3 years in prison today in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty to obstructing justice and tampering with evidence. Prosecutors say he gave false information during the investigation of the shooting death of 30-year-old Robert Heron. Kessler will serve both counts concurrently. 35-year-old Gino Wall of Steubenville was convicted in September of aggravated murder and sentenced to life in prison. Ohio will build a major new first responder training facility in East Palestine, a $20 million project funded by Norfolk Southern and run through Youngstown State University. Governor Mike DeWine, Vice President J.D. Vance, and other state and local leaders announced the upgraded plan, which will provide training for fire, police, and EMS, including hazardous materials response. The facility will also offer fire science and workforce education programs for YSU students, with East Palestine first responders getting priority access. The exact site for the new center will be announced later. Youngstown police are investigating a Thursday night shooting that left a man wounded on the city's south side. Officers were called just before midnight to East Judson Avenue and Rush Boulevard after a gunshot sensor alert. When police arrived, they found a car that had crashed. A short time later, they located the driver and another man who was with him and learned the victim had been shot in the back while driving. Detectives say neither man is cooperating with the investigation. The victim is being treated at St. Elizabeth Health Center. The transfer of Eastern Gateway Community College's former Steubenville campus is one step closer after Youngstown State University trustees approved a resolution to take ownership of the property. The plan allows YSU to accept about 13 acres from the Jefferson County Commission, including the old EGCC campus building and parking lots. The action stems from a settlement and transfer agreement signed in September after Eastern Gateway ended instruction last year and officially closed on September 30th. Federal records show Insight Hospital and Medical Center Trumbull is still not Medicare accredited, even though local and state leaders had said otherwise. A public report on CMS.gov lists the hospital as out of compliance with several Medicare conditions, including patient rights, governing body requirements, and discharge planning. The finding contradicts earlier statements from Senator Bernie Moreno and Trumbull County Commissioner Rick Hernandez, who both believed accreditation had been restored. Insight says it continues accepting Medicare and Medicaid patients. WFMJ-TV reports Hernandez called the update surprising and disturbing. Lordstown may be in line for a multi-billion dollar boost. Reuters reports that SoftBank plans to invest $3 billion to retool the former General Motors plant. The facility would build equipment for OpenAI's next-generation AI data centers, part of the company's Stargate project. A SoftBank affiliate bought the plant in August, and in September, the site was named as one of 5 new AI data center locations nationwide. Local leaders are already calling the potential investment transformational. The Youngstown-Warren Regional Chamber of Commerce says it shows strong confidence in the Valley's workforce workforce and its ability to support major technology projects. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.